And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. I don't know how we've done it this time, Mickey, but we're at a watering hole in downtown Toronto, a different one this time, not our favorite spot.
That's true, and it probably is because the Cambridge House Investment Conference is at this hotel, and we retired to the local bar for an adult beverage and to have a chat about the commodities markets.
Okay, yes, indeed. And you were a speaker at the Cambridge House conference. Also, earlier in the day, you made an appearance on Business News Network, BNN, Canada's national all-business news television network. Saw the interview. Great stuff, by the way, and I really encourage listeners when they get a chance to take a look at that interview because it was very informative. Right now, though, we're going to switch our attention to natural gas, Mickey. And this is an area of the market that has been unloved by investors for quite some time. But I'm wondering whether or not people should now start to warm up to the idea of maybe taking a look at this area of the market, because if they did, it would be a contrarian move, and you are a contrarian by nature.
Yeah, we could have said that 3 years ago, and you'd be still sitting on the same stocks, and they wouldn't have moved, or they would have gone down, or worse yet, because they're hydrocarbon producers. They could go bankrupt because they have always these lines of credit and continual cash calls to fund their operations. So it's a little bit different than the minerals sector, because a company can kind of, in bad times, can kind of fold up and go dormant for a while. And you can't really do that in the oil and gas business.
Okay, well, tell me about why the price of natural gas has been depressed for so long. We've seen that price of oil rocket higher for quite some time now. It's been fairly volatile. We can't say natural gas has been volatile. It's just been kind of asleep at a very low level and really no signs of an uptick. Why?
It's supply-demand fundamentals. We've found too much gas, and we don't have the infrastructure, especially in the United States, to deal with the gas that we use, have readily available to us, and actually should be using, but we just basically don't have the transportation, storage, separation capacity in the places that need it to enable us to exploit these substantial gas reserves that we've discovered and drilled and shut in over the last 5 years.
Yeah, and that brings up a very interesting acronym as part of that story, and that is BANANA, which stands for build what?
Build absolutely nothing anywhere near anything. And that, along with a not in my backyard crowd, have become a big impediment to development of the natural gas industry in the United States.
Is the demand there for natural gas right now? I don't think we built a new refinery in the United States for what, 25, 26 years or something like that? There's talk about new pipelines being built for natural gas. But if the market is well supplied right now, you kind of have to wonder why bother going ahead with these projects if the stuff is really not needed on the market right now, if it's well supplied.
Well, let's back up and say, if the infrastructure was there, the demand would be there. Because natural gas is a cleaner burning, is more efficient than burning oil or coal. It's very well suited for small mass transit and cargo and fleet vehicles, but because we don't have the infrastructure to deal with it, it depresses the gas price. And
so you're saying that if the infrastructure was there, we would perhaps see a pretty noticeable shift perhaps in our consumption.
Absolutely. The United States could be self-sufficient, not only self-sufficient, but a net exporter of natural gas. We have, number one, we are the number one producer in the world now of natural gas. We have the sixth largest reserves. We have enough natural gas to supply over 100 years of demand right now. But the problem is where the gas exists, specifically in some of these new shale gas plays, for instance, the Marcellus Shale in the Northeast U.S., there is not the infrastructure to deal with that gas. So as a result, there becomes a glut of gas because it's got nowhere to go to be separated and used.
And throughout the years as well, Mickey, in recent years, we've seen new technologies being brought into the industry, which allow for gas that previously we would not be able to get out of the ground to be brought out of the ground through fracking and whatnot.
Well, there's this whole new play, and it started probably about 10 years ago in the Barnett Shale near Fort Worth, Texas. And there were new technologies developed that had been around for a long time, but there was improvements in those technologies for horizontal drilling. Your readers will probably know that most gas horizons are exploited, and they're generally nearly flat-lying strata. So the new technology has allowed for horizontal drilling and then new hydrofracking technology, where you essentially inject a slurry of sand and water and some relatively corrosive chemicals into the ground, and you overpressurize the rocks and you fracture them. And so that leads to horizontal fractures, which then allow the gas to migrate. So what's really happened is we have always known there are source rocks for oil and gas, and then there's a migration pathway into the host rocks, the reservoir rocks. Well, now we are able to exploit, to mine essentially, the source rocks that before were too tight, didn't have enough permeability and porosity for the hydrocarbons to flow out of those. So that technology is now developed, is economic, and it has led to phenomenal amounts of natural gas discoveries in the United States over the last 5 to 10 years.
I'm going to go back to the very kind of the top of this this interview, Mickey. Is this an area of the market where people should be warming up to if they are a contrarian such as yourself? Are you kind of looking at this thinking, you know what, it's asleep right now, maybe it'll stay dormant and flat and very uneventful and not very exciting for the next year or two, but if you put money into it now, 3 years, 4 years from now, you're going to be smiling. Should people be taking that approach, or are you still a little bit wary of that?
Well, I'm wary of it. I've been looking at this market for 3 years and I have not made a move into it. And the real reason we alluded to before, that natural gas developers and producers can't afford to sit on their thumbs. This is an expensive business. It costs a lot of money to drill gas wells. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to have to sit for 3 or 4 years, you can get burned in these gas plays or these gas companies, because they may not be around in 3 or 4 years. So it's a great idea, but until there's some supply fundamental change in the market, it's someplace that I am reluctant to tread even at this time.
Okay, your reluctance, does that apply to what we would consider to be a kind of a traditional type of natural gas producer versus a company that is specializing in the fracking and the horizontal drilling? Because there are companies, I think, that is their real niche. Does this a blanket kind of cool?
Yeah, it's a blanket thing to me, because $4 gas is $4 gas doesn't excite me. Until you have the ability in the United States to sell fuel or to get off the interstate and fill your vehicle with natural gas, and there's every reason to believe that that's practical and economical, but we don't have the fueling infrastructure. Until that happens, I think the gas market's going to be relatively flat.
Okay, I'll end it with a loaded question then. What will it take to wake up this market? Any ideas?
People like you and I talking about it. People like T. Boone Pickens telling us that we need to be running vehicles on natural gas, and we do need to, because it's cleaner, it's efficient.
We got plenty of it.
And we have more than plenty of it, and we could wean ourselves off the sheiks and the communists in Venezuela and the corrupt politicos petroleros in Mexico if we would be willing to support construction of this infrastructure. We have the goal, we have the means. The question is, the United States, do we have the will to do it?
Okay. All right. Well, let's wrap it up on that note, Mickey. Next time out, well, first of all, you said to me, okay, Rob, let's talk natural gas, and then I'll leave you to decide on what we're going to talk about next time out. So I threw the ball back in your court. And I said, I think listeners want to hear what's really on your mind, what's perhaps maybe bugging you a little bit about what's taking place in the industry right now, some of the goofiest mistakes that people make investing in this sector. We're going to focus on that next time. You're going to come up with some doozies, I think.
I look forward to it, Rob.
Okay, thanks very much, Mickey. That is Mickey Fult, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.